other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incredibly important worldwide broadcast lined up for you on this Wednesday, the second day of May 2012 transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us in the second hour, and we're going to open the phones up for most of that hour. I'm really trying to get to more of your calls because they're always so informative. But I'm going to open the phones up for U.S. military in the second hour, specifically Afghan vets. Because I can't tell you how many emails come in. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have an email. They set me up emails. Somehow it gets out. I end up spending all my time trying to read my email. I don't know how other big websites do it. How does the Drudge Report, that probably gets, you know, five times the traffic we get, how do they do it? How does the Daily Caller, how does WorldNet Daily, how do they do it? So I just use text messages on my phone, and I use IMs to the crew, and they've all got emails. So what happens is they bring me in big piles of interesting emails. So when I say I'm getting emails, I am. I'm just reading everybody else's. And I get into everybody's accounts. I just, you know, use everybody else's email around here. It's quite a mess. Quite a mess. And I'm really digressing into a big frustration point in my life. I don't know how I manage the information. Quite frankly, I don't. And that's why I've told my crew that we're putting out so much info that I want to pull back and focus on quality, not even quantity. And even our stuff that isn't our best quality is better than my best quality 10 years ago. So we're moving in the right direction, but it makes my head spin. But I'm digressing. It's one reason the show's good, one reason it's bad. I start thinking about troops sending me emails. And then it turns into a whole discussion I was having this morning about the nightmare of email. But hundreds of emails.
Sending Washington State claims the NRC violated a...
I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Faith TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's what's going to happen today. Or at least here's what we hope is going to happen. I am going to, right now, just go over news headlines and complete the ritual of failure when I get two or three in. And begin a rant, and then I'm going to give the phone number out, and then everyone's going to sit on hold. And then I'm going to get into the second hour and start stuttering and gibbering because I've got so much information that I want to go over. Okay, I'm in a comedy mood today, and I don't know why, but we're going to have an interesting transmission today. We are going to have open phones for the military, namely Afghanistan veterans. When Steve Pachinik is on the broadcast, Dr. Pachinik, psychiatrist, government overthrower, assassin, and of course co-author of many Tom Clancy books. And he has talked about here on the air the fact that bin Laden was dead back in 2002. And of course the CIA and the meeting with him at the American Hospital in Dubai, all of that came out on CBS News after Dr. Pachinik had talked about it. Then Walter Cronkite came out and said they had him on ice and were going to roll him out. And so did Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State. So very credible. And there was a giant disinfo operation last year when we came out within an hour of Osama bin Obama and announcing that he was a superhero and had directed the SEAL team with live cam feeds. Of course, 2 days later, they admitted that was a total lie. And the Situation Room photo was a lie, but they did throw his body in the ocean along with the Loch Ness Monster. You should believe them. You really should believe a group of people that ship hand grenades and fully automatic machine guns by the tens of thousands to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and still blame the Second Amendment even when caught. I mean, these are nice people, so they wouldn't lie to us. And, of course, just ask the Navy SEALs. Oh, the helicopter blew up on the ground. Witnesses said that they saw him get on board and blow up, but the government says nobody died. But then there was another helicopter went down with the rest of SEAL Team 6 who'd been on the mission, and they died. And of course, they lied about that mission and said that they had were sending them out to save Rangers, and then it just blew up. But of course, there wasn't a mission to save Rangers because the Rangers and others said there was no mission to save Rangers. Oh, you guys didn't go along with the lie. Well, we don't know why we packed them on a old National Guard Chinook and flew them out there, or why we broke protocol and packed them all on one aircraft. Just never mind all that. You know, it's like Pat Tillman. He died fighting Al-Qaeda, charging up a hill. The SEALs died going to save the Rangers. Doesn't matter if at every step the story's a lie. Doesn't matter if they murdered Pat Tillman because, well, we know because the Army colonel, the coroner, wouldn't lie. Oh, will he end up like one of the guys working on Breitbart's case? Dying of poisoning? But that's not suspicious. Again, I should just believe known liars. I shouldn't be a conspiracy theorist and question known liars. Does that mean the government and corrupt corporations are always doing something bad? No.
And I wish it was just good old-fashioned incompetence and things. And there is some of that. But so many times it turns out the worst is actually the case. I want to believe things aren't this bad. I want to believe things aren't degenerating. I live in this country. I love this country. I don't want to toot my horn, but it doesn't, I mean, my entire family on both sides, it doesn't get any more Americana. Mayflower, 1776, Battle for Texas Independence, raising Colonel Travis's son, and on and on. It's ridiculous how much of my family's been in the military and intelligence and every other system for this republic, going back on both sides. I am a thoroughbred Americana, dyed-in-the-wool American. It doesn't, you just can't beat it. And I say that because I'm sick of people saying I'm anti-America because I don't like the criminals running our government. I'm sick of people wrapping themselves in the American flag and lecturing me all day about how my basic liberties that people fought and died for are a bunch of trash. And I'm angry about it. And I'm sick of it. And I want my republic back. I want my due process and my private property and my family rights and my prosperity and my religious rights. I want it all and I demand it now. And I will fight for it, you better believe. And to quote John Paul Jones, the Scot, people say Jones is Welsh. He took the name Jones. To quote that great Scot, I have only begun to fight. Well, let me tell you, we got T-shirts coming out and bumper stickers with "We have just begun to fight," Infowars.com. Because this is it. See, there I didn't get to one article before I started ranting. It's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming, the amount of insanity. And I've self-analyzed. I know why I get so angry at the start of the show. Because I read this stuff all night. I read it in the morning. I get in here. They bring me piles of other news. And it's just like, there's no way to cover all this. There's no way. But let's give it a try. Rupert Murdoch's Fox broadcast license targeted by U.S. Ethics Group, which is basically a Clintonista front. The Washington-based ethics watchdog is calling on federal regulators to revoke News Corporation's 27 Fox broadcast licenses. And they're talking about arresting his son and others now. This is the same Justice Department caught shipping hand grenades and machine guns into Mexico, and the memo said to blind the Second Amendment. Gee, like I needed to know that 2 years ago when we first started covering this. Actually, 6 years ago, but then hardcore a year and a half ago. It's all in the federal documents. See, and then every time I talk about this, I see comments and people saying, Alex, how dare you defend News Corp, you pig? Look, if they can bring down News Corp, if they can shut down Rush Limbaugh like they've been trying to do, you notice this is happening everywhere, they're going to be able to shut down everybody who isn't basically totally anti-gun. Look, News Corp acts like they're conservative because they understand that's a market. I get that. I know that his properties overseas, you know, push globalism, all this stuff. I understand it. I could care less for Rupert Murdoch. But let me tell you something. The fact that they're trying to destroy him right now means there's no counterbalance. The left-right paradigm is a fraud, but within the power structure, it is a left-right debate and a left-right system. And if we get a total one-party system, if they're able to shut down News Corp or basically take it over and turn it into globalist light, look out. And you notice you're seeing the internet censorship now, the CISPA, all of it's happening now. You suddenly see the checkpoints on the highways. You suddenly hear about the 450 million hollow point, you know, soft tip 40 cals and military checkpoints and TSA searching bags on highways. It's here. And they're probing. They're testing. Oh, we're going to secretly arrest you under NDAA, but we're not going to implement that. Well, maybe we will. Well, yeah, we are watching you without warrants illegally. Yeah, we are launching wars without congressional approval. Yeah, we did set up a rural council. Yeah, we are going to ban farm kids doing chores. Yeah, we are going to shut down your local power plant without law, just because we're going to make more money off of it once the competition is shut down. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, it is an all-out offensive right now. And you see the attacks on media and the attacks on anything that's alternative. And sure, to those of us who are really awake, Fox News is not an alternative. The only thing that you could call alternative that is giant and old and big is the Drudge Report. And I noticed the White House is angry. The Drudge Report wouldn't take down their link that Obama was in Afghanistan and said, no, he's not. And then, of course, he was. And they're freaking out over something they don't control there. They don't control Infowars.com. They don't control PrisonPlanet.com. And they don't fully control News Corp. And I told you, remember last year those memos came out from Media Matters, George Soros funded? White House gives them, you know, meetings every week saying we're going to infiltrate and destroy alternative media. And Fox was at the top. But guess who else is in there? Guess who else they attack? Me. Because I'm pro-gun, pro-family, anti-abortion, anti-globalist. I mean, we now have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation responding to us. You think that makes me happy? Well, in a way it does, that we're having an effect, but it also is super creepy. We're in danger, folks. This is a real fight. And if they can take over News Corp, you better believe Infowars.com and the Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com, and Limbaugh and Michael Savage and everything else. And then they're going to shut down all the leftist things they don't control. They don't want anything that's not under globalist control. It's happening. And look, even if I disagree with somebody's free speech, if they were trying to shut down the Huffington Post, that's AOL, if Republicans were in office and saying, let's shut down the Huffington Post because of their lies or they're unethical or whatever, I would defend the Huffington Post and even AOL. Look, last year, Homeland Security, and I'm barred from giving everything out because I'm told things in confidence, and then, but then I'm like, oh, and I'm not allowed to tell people what happened. I mean, I could tell what Ventura's told on air and what Michael Braverman, a big producer for TV, he's got a couple hit shows right now, I can say what they said. That Homeland Security, members of Congress called and threatened Time Warner to ban that show, and they did. But the other stuff is just incredible. Incredible. And I cannot tell you. So let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I live in the real world. That's why Breitbart drops dead the day he's supposed to release all this powerful stuff. And I said, watch, in 2 or 3 weeks, if they've been compromised or something's happened, if people have been threatened over there, they're going to release some milquetoast thing, and they did. And it did not match what he'd said and how this would destroy Obama. Now, maybe he died of a heart attack. I'm sad he's dead, but I hope he actually died of a heart attack. But you know what? My gut tells me he didn't. And now one of the coroners is dead. Poisoned. So, again, how do you have a Justice Department that's shipping hand grenades and guns into Mexico to demonize our rights? How do you have them going after News Corp? And the answer is they can't. That's like, I'm for the death penalty, but you can't have it because these states and the feds have been caught framing people. See what I'm saying? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. Infowars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at Infowars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like.
like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to call Watson up, or maybe get Curtin. I'm going to do an article about the insane hypocrisy of a criminal, executive, judicial, legislative tyranny who exempts itself extrajudicially from law, saying they're going to try to shut down News Corp and talking about arresting Rupert Murdoch and his son and all these people. And I told you that's where all this is headed. And if people cower and give in to this and people say, oh, good, you know, I'd love to see News Corp shut down. I'd love to see people like Rush Limbaugh off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get governmental collusion with attack dog groups trying to shut people down, do you understand if they can shut down any media, they can shut us all down? We hang together or hang separate. You know, back when I defended Rush Limbaugh, making the point that this woman wants people to pay for thousands of dollars of condoms a year, why doesn't she pay for that herself? And then they made this big deal out of it. I mean, it's a ridiculous spectacle, a woman in Congress asking somebody to buy thousands of dollars of condoms for them. I don't want to pay for that, and I shouldn't have to. I'm sick of paying for everything. And they make this huge hissy fit out of it, and then I did a show about it, and we posted the video of the radio show, and a lot of the commenters on InfoWars.com were like, oh, I hate Limbaugh. I hope he dies. I hope he goes and takes some Oxycontin. I hope he loses his show. Don't you understand that they are bringing in SOPA? They're bringing in that system through the new bill, CISPA, that they're openly saying they want to censor everybody? And then if they get away with this, none of us are safe. I don't like a lot of the things Rush Limbaugh does. I don't like him running defense for the Republican establishment. I don't even really listen to Rush Limbaugh. But I recognize that the system wants to set the precedent to shut down what they see as libertarian, conservative, constitutional opposition. And that's how the establishment sees me. I see myself as just somebody who wants freedom. And I judge an issue by an issue-by-issue base and try to get away from labels. But I've still got to communicate with people through the labels they know. So it's kind of a catch-22. You've got to use the labels people know and then define them in a way that you think more explains in a deeper definition or depth what's happening. But it's so common sense for me. It's so common sense that if the government was trying to shut down MSNBC, of course it wouldn't shut itself down, that's a pure government operation, that I would be, wow, this is a dangerous precedent. Even because something like that might be staged where they go along with being shut down just to set the precedent. You see what I'm saying? This is dangerous, 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 dangerous stuff we're talking about here. And so you've got the old dinosaur media who's always still had the instinct to defend free speech because journalists are taught that's what's important because it is, finally getting the idea that, oh, if they're going to survive, they won't come out and tell the truth on real issues that the people want to hear. And give people real investigative reporting. No, they'll just merge with the big corporations and the government who are threatened by real media and call for a new dark age, an electronic Berlin Wall of regulation and fairness doctrine crud and copyright persecution without due process to shut down the internet as we know it. So make no mistake, the gelding, bare minimum, this is the harassment, the cornering, the political warfare of the Soros slash feud with Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes. This is a battle going on right now, and they're going to use this to decide the future of the rest of the media. So you better circle the wagons around free speech. I mean, I don't like the stuff the Ku Klux Klan says. As long as they're not calling for killing somebody, they got a right to say it. I don't like what the new Black Panther Party says about whites being the devil and all being racist. And it's when they start saying, kill people. Go out and kill whitey. That's when they should be arrested. Of course, they weren't, because it turns out the Justice Department was infiltrated and actually leading the protest and trying to get violence going. No kidding. No, the same folks that ship guns into Mexico to try to create total anarchy down there to then blame the Second Amendment, which they still did. Again, you got to wrap your mind around the fact we've got a real criminal government at the top. And we better, as a country, people across the board, government, out of government, media, you name it, say, hey, you know what? This is out of control. Back off. Stop it right there. The preservation of this republic, common sense, is on the line right now. And people better stand up for liberty and better be thinking about just how much danger we're in. Okay, I'm going to cover a bunch of news. Go to your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you awake yet out there? Are you aware of just how serious history is and that it's repeating itself right now? All these people are into zombie movies and stuff like that. Not me. I've studied history and I know what real carnage and real death is, just from afar. And I don't want to see it visited upon us. Now, we're going to take some calls coming up here in a few minutes on any of the issues I've mentioned or anything you want to raise. But then we're going to clear the phones out in the second hour so we can talk to Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, who's been at the forefront of forecasting and then breaking down the bin Laden killing hoax we just celebrated on International Communist Day yesterday. Our great dear leader, Osama bin Bernanke's minion, Obama. So that is coming up. Here is some of the news at InfoWars.com. The toll-free number to join us, of course, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tennessee man arrested and imprisoned for using cash. Another headline, treasure hunter fears assassination over search for bin Laden's body. Do you fear assassination for the search for, say, Keebler elves? Obama Homeland Security official scolded for socialist tweet. From Communism Day to Government Loyalty Day, Obama says we must swear our loyalty to him. Tech giant warns CISPA is alarming threat to privacy. So we're finally seeing some of the tech giants come out against it as they are starting to understand that there's a public is waking up to it. The denial of Cass Sunstein, just admit what you have written. He's now denying or saying he doesn't remember writing all these public papers calling for restricting and free speech and fining or basically he says make it illegal to criticize the government and to say the government's lying. Amazing. We're going to be breaking that down also. Hugo Chavez and officials caught in huge drug money laundering scandal. Our own Max Cabrera is from, one of our great IT guys, is from Venezuela. And he tells the horror stories of living under Chavez. And so he wanted to do this report. And I see these idiots and they're going, you must work for the system because you don't like Chavez. Just because our system's corrupt doesn't then mean something else is good. See, it's this idea of Iran's good and we're bad, or we're good and Iran's bad. No, there's bad, corrupt people in charge everywhere. That's history. That's the problem. That's why liberty is that rare jewel that Thomas Jefferson talked about. Speaking of the cash issue, let me just cover this now. Tennessee man arrested and imprisoned for using cash. It was an older $50 bill. They arrested him and kept him in jail. And then finally, the evidence area said, I think this is real money. And they released him, but said, you better go cash this in at the bank for something new. So it's he's bad. And I see articles routinely where people just showed, well, I had a friend, Chris Athanas. I haven't talked to him in years. I think he still lives in Austin. Software engineer, you know, well-to-do, middle-class guy, a patriot. Knew him down at Access TV. And he went to prison for years. He was down on the edge of UT, and he was talking about silver. This is like 6-7 years ago. And he showed it to some people, and they called the police on him, thinking it was illegal to have a silver coin. And then it turned out he wasn't even on the UT campus, but they came off the campus saying, well, there's a buffer, and he had his concealed carry. And so they came, they got him for the silver, tried to charge him for that, and ended up trumping up stuff for being near a college campus with a firearm. No criminal record, software engineer, part of the community, developing all sorts of, you know, software that's well-known out there. And that's the American dream now. But I see these cases where, one case I remember was a few years ago, a guy goes into Best Buy, and he had, I think he was buying film, or a memory stick or something. You can pull up the article. Guys, type man arrested for using $2 bill at Best Buy. And then we can pull up the original info. It's like 5-6 years ago, so I forget the details. But all I remember about it was is that he had done something with Cub Scouts where he was teaching about the Declaration of Independence, because that's on the back of a $2 bill. It's a beautiful engraving. I know because I went to the U.S. Mint once when I was a kid in D.C., and I bought a whole sheet. In fact, it's somewhere around here. I need to get it framed. And it came in a red tube of $2 bills that they were selling as one sheet uncut. And I guess I can get arrested for that. I bought it at the U.S. Mint. But, see, I digress in these stories. And he had been teaching the Cub Scouts about it. And he was showing it to them, if memory serves. And then he had some left. He'd been handing them out, teaching them about the Declaration of Independence. So he went in to buy something at Best Buy. And they said, this is illegal. This isn't real. And the managers and all of them were so stupid, I would have just walked out, the security guard blocked him, that they thought it was illegal, and the cops were so ignorant. That's what's so dangerous about the public's not even so much evil. They're just dumb, ignorant morons. Not just the police, the general public are just dangerously stupid. And he went to jail. He went to jail. In fact, you guys found the article. You put it up. Man arrested, cuffed after using $2 bills. Best Buy customer on being jailed. At this point, I'm a mass murderer. And let me see if I was right about the Cub Scouts. Let's see how good my memory is. That is from, what year is that from? 2005. So see, I said 6 years ago. It's actually like 7. See if I'm right about the Cub Scout thing. I know it was some youth deal about the Declaration of Independence. But the point is that this is what America is, where they're just constantly looking for something. I see articles where parents get arrested because their child gets a sunburn. I mean, then everybody's parents would have been arrested when I was growing up. It's just any excuse to throw the book at the public, but then meanwhile, the Justice Department can ship guns into Mexico. Okay, so there's that article, Infowars.com, Tennessee man arrested and imprisoned for using cash. Read the whole story. It is crazy. There's another story, Victims of Communism Day. And communists have killed almost 200 million people in the last 100 years. This is not, that's non-military deaths. This is a very dangerous group. You know, when I see a swastika, I feel threatened by it and know it's a symbol of a lot of death under its belt. But nothing like nothing like communist. And it's they got all these restaurants in town with communist signs out front. All the trendies go there, and they've got Mao restaurants everywhere, and you see all these yuppies that are into communism. Are you into getting put in a collectivist barn and working like a slave and having people in black uniforms rape your wife if they feel like it? I mean, you people are just begging to be enslaved. So we've got that. Let me just run through some more, and I'm going to your calls. I'll get into the whole bin Laden thing next hour. In the third hour, I'm going to play the amazing video Luke Radowski got. Obama Information Czar confronted over banned conspiracy theories paper. And he sits there and plays stupid and says, I don't remember writing that, even though it's been a huge national controversy. They talked about he may not be able to be Supreme Court Justice. You know, Obama says he's going to probably nominate him at the next vacancy. And he just says, I don't remember that. So, incredible footage and audio of that coming up. There's this story I saw yesterday and didn't cover, and I meant to get one of my writers to write on it more, but WorldNet Daily, of course, picked it up. It's the Pilot newspaper out of Norfolk, Virginia, and they don't even say to the second page that it was black-on-white crime. A beating at church in Brambleton. And the story is, for 2 weeks, the paper refused to report on whites in their cars being attacked by hundreds of young black people. And this is happening all over the country. It's epidemic. And the police, when they complained and went for help, were told, shut up and get back in your car. We're not going to help you. What do you want us to do? And the paper agonized over even reporting on this happening. Now, again, my issue is this is very dangerous. The globalists want to foster this so it boils up and gets really big. The Justice Department tried to cause race wars, as you know. NBC edited the tape of Trayvon Martin, regardless of whatever you think, if he was right or wrong, towards Zimmerman. The point is, the Justice Department had fomenters in there. The media tried to push this to get us fighting with each other. And now the media feels like they can report on it because the youths are bragging on Facebook about it. And some are saying, you know, it's not very nice to beat up white people. You know, some black folks, and they're saying, oh, yeah, well, they deserve it because of Trayvon. And so what's going to happen is the average yuppie that's self-loathing and everything is now going to start not being racist, but fearing all black people. And this will not be good for black folks socioeconomically. It won't be good for anybody. But that's what the globalists want. They want to keep you on their poverty pimp reservations, and they want, through the culture, the hip-hop, all of it, to sell that it's cool to talk bad about white people. And young punk white kids may get intimidated by that and go grovel at the feet of it. But most people go, well, I mean, I don't hate somebody because of the color of their skin, but wow, I better look out. And this is socio-economic divide and conquer going on. And it goes on, many blacks beat white couple media bury attack. The outrage in Norfolk, Virginia today after a white couple was attacked by dozens of black teenagers, and the local newspaper did not report on the incident for 2 weeks despite the victims being reporters for the paper. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. These are reporters at the paper. and the only reason it is being reported now is because they are reporters down the road, and the people that did it bragged about it. But it's happening all the time now, reportedly, there in that town alone and all over the country at fairs and other events. And it's like, oh, there's some white people. They deserve to be beat up and robbed. You know what? It's a good thing that it wasn't somebody like me. And, of course, it always happens in little enclaves of yuppiedom. I guess that's what – I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you attack, say, one or two cars, it's about a 50-50 chance that people are packing. And they go to the shooting range every week. And they're going to, and then it'll be another race war. Because if you're being attacked and beat up and you shoot somebody, oh my gosh, another devil whitey did this. And then whites get paranoid. And then some innocent people are going to get killed. I mean, I'm not looking forward to a race war. The feds are really trying to start one so they can come in and attack the Second Amendment. Just like they ship guns into Mexico to create total bedlam and thousands of dead down there and hundreds of dead here, including six law enforcement officers. Conservatively, three police, three border patrol. You better believe there's not big parades for them. It's kept down low when cops get killed by the Fed guns. So it just goes over all of it. Yeah, I forgot that little part about how they were reporters for the paper. Okay, we've got our own article on that at Infowars.com as well. Again, this is in the Hill. Ethics watchdog asks FCC to revoke Fox broadcasting license. Okay, how can the government revoke somebody's license? I don't like that. Can we revoke somebody's license for shipping guns into Mexico? We're giving Solandra $500 million, they never built anything? Or can we get a watchdog on Obama shutting down power plants not owned by GE to increase their profits? Can I get a watchdog on all the terrorists Obama was financed by in Chicago and the Chicago Mafia? Oh, I'm sorry, the Justice Department's part of that. DHS again to release bacteria in Boston subway. They say it's safe, but we've looked into it. It's been known to cause spontaneous abortions in mammal species. I know that from the last time we caught them doing it over Oklahoma. Paul doesn't have that in his article. Something else fell through the cracks I need to tell him about. We got a bunch of other news. It's all coming up in the second and third hour. Let's go to your calls so we get to some of those. Brad, Aaron, Stephen, Tom, Roy, and others. Brad in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, longtime listener and disseminator of your work, and I really appreciate you. Me and my kids pray for you every day and your crew. My question to you is concerning something. So it's a pure of heart question. It seems to me like, what would Abraham Lincoln have done? Should he just have let the South secede from the Union? And the question also would be like Hugo Chavez. Should he? It seems like a hard war to deal with that these guys are in.
Well, I mean, Hugo Chavez is power-grabbing, giving people's businesses to his buddies. I mean, it's on record. I mean, like 5-6 years ago, he was saying no to the Pan-American Union. I'm like, oh, well, that's good. But he's definitely gotten worse and worse. That's what happens when somebody stays in and basically gerrymanders things and manipulates things to stay in power. As for the Civil War, that is an incredibly complex question. The British were manipulating the South, but using real grievances of the North that had written the tariffs to hurt the agrarian South, not the industrial North. But then the British put troops in Canada. They tried to menace both sides. So that's a very complex issue. All I know is Abraham Lincoln said over and over again that it wasn't about slavery. He did that at near the end of the war. It was all about tariffs and Western expansion. The British did want to break up the Union, so it's a complex issue from many different sides. His cardinal sin was issuing U.S. money, not banker debt-backed money, but actual government fiat money to finance things. So I appreciate your call, and thank you for your prayers, my friend. Steve in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alan. Hey, wanted to say, first of all, you were mentioning earlier about how you're always, referring to the globalists and their agenda by referring to the Easter Bunny. You might want to change that to what we call the truth fairy, because that's what they're putting forth, a fairy tale that they're calling the truth, but it really isn't.
I hear you. My point is, I was just saying, they killed Bin Laden, threw him in the ocean. Might as well be the Loch Ness Monster, the Easter Bunny. I mean, it's that stupid. And then we're like, you're known liars, but I'm supposed to just believe whatever you say. I mean, it just suspends logic to just mindlessly go along with it. And then they just call you a conspiracy theorist if you don't trust people. I mean, take all the thousands of chemical and biological and radiological tests that have killed U.S. servicemen and others that this so-called government's done, just to test and see if they could get government scientists and doctors to do it. Now they want to release a bacteria they say is safe in the Boston subway. And we're like, how do we even know that's the bacteria? I mean, again, these are bad people. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, along those lines, about people believing lies, I was talking to a neighbor the other day here, and we were talking about the whole situation of what's going on with America and the direction it's going. And anyway, I got into mentioning about 9/11 being an inside job. And, of course, she automatically labeled me as a nutcase and said, of course, she listens to Rush Limbaugh every day. And I said, oh, you mean the poster child for the neocons that puts forth all this propaganda because he's paid so much. I said, you know, I mentioned Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. No, I'm not going to listen to him if you want. I said, why? Have you ever, you know, listened to him or checked out any of his
stuff? Stay there. I want to hear how this story ends. And then more calls, and then we're going to... I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our
Okay, let's go back to your calls. During the break, I was talking to John Bowen in there, and he said, it is crazy that we lie to our kids. We're taught, tell them Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, all of this is real. And then people sit there and lie to their children, and people will get mad. If you tell your children Santa Claus isn't real, and then they tell other children, I've had parents say, come on, don't tell your kids that. They're telling, you know, friends that Santa Claus isn't real. And I'm just like, I'm not lying to my children and telling them that Santa Claus is real. I mean, I'm not doing it when they were really little. And I just can't believe, and I'm a conspiracy theorist because I don't believe in Santa Claus. And that's really what this comes down to. I don't believe in the bin Laden thing. In fact, I know it's a fraud and a hoax, and I told you it would happen years before. And it's simple. Known certified liars have to be removed. This entire government at the top is as rotten as a dead dog in the ditch. A dead dog's been dead for a week and a half. I mean, this thing is crawling with maggots. and it stinks, and it looks like every other tyranny we've ever seen, with an icing of high tech, which makes it even more dangerous. And there's a bunch of people out there saying, oh, I don't want to hear that Alex Jones. Well, listen, folks, if you think the mainline Republicans and the mainline Democrats are going to give you anything else than what you've always seen, and if you don't think it's, and don't worry, it's not going to be business as usual. It's going to get a whole lot worse, a whole lot quicker. Going back to Steve in Florida, so you're talking to this lady, and she, we had ended with, I'm not going to listen to Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I got into about, you know, the election and Ron Paul. And see, this is a classic case of someone who's been subjected to the New World Order psychological programming and manipulation, doesn't even realize it, through their media outposts. You know, I talked about Ron Paul. Oh, he's a nutcase. You know, you're going to be wasting your vote. He can't get elected. All the typical stuff that's been put out there.
No, they repeat what they've been programmed with, and it's like a baby with a blanket. They think they're smart because they repeat talking points. And, of course, now it's admitted he won those first states, but they just said he didn't to create the idea he couldn't win. I mean, they let the government media force feed them.
And so when I brought up about 9/11, you know, I said, okay, so I brought up the TSA and how they're rolling them out and putting them at checkpoints and then, you know, all these other places. And I said to her, okay, if you want to live in that fantasy world and believe what you're being told, that's a bunch of lies. When it comes to your door, don't say you weren't warned. Oh, that's not going to come to my door. I said, boy, you're in for a rude awakening.
It's already coming with the shots and the fluoride and the GMO. That's how they like to kill these people. It's real quiet so they don't know who did it. But look, here's a headline out of USA Today. Obama in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda defeated hand. See, it's the new talking point. The war on terror is over, but the TSA's on the streets and going to grope you. You're now the terrorist. I told you, the branding's here. So ask him. Al-Qaeda's put in Libya and all these other countries. The government now says they're good guys. What's all this homeland security for?
Well, you see, but somebody like her whole response, that's just Obama and the liberals. It's got nothing to do with the previous administration.
Exactly. You know? And as soon, and there's been total continuity of agenda. Total continuity of agenda. Bush came out for the power plant shutdowns under carbon taxes. Bush was for the assault weapons ban. Of course he was. Why is Mitt Romney identical to Obama in his actions as governor? Because the same people that bought and paid for Obama have bought and paid for Mitt Romney. It's just that he'll be a lighter form of it and will actually get more through on us. Heaven help us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.